Hi, and welcome to my Talk to Motive podcast. I'm Paul Marinelli, and it's great to have you on board once again. The 2026 Australian Grand Prix fell on a very significant date this year. As the crowds descended on the iconic Albert Park circuit for the Formula One race on Sunday the 8th of March, we also celebrated International Women's Day. UN Women Australia's official theme for International Women's Day is Balance the Scales. This theme emphasises the need for fairer and inclusive justice systems for women and girls, with a focus on highlighting the barriers to justice so that every woman can be safe, heard, and free to shape her own future. Within the ranks of the motorsport industry, the underrepresentation of women has become an important part of the conversation. It's a shared responsibility to make space at the table for diversity, and that is exactly the intention of the Australian Grand Prix Corporation in partnership with Engineers Australia in 2026. In recognition of International Women's Day, the event highlighted the women in motorsport who are forging a path for representation and equality. There is a long-standing tradition of naming corners of race circuits across the world after motorsport greats, but there has never been a corner named after a woman in Formula One, until now. The AGPC and Engineers Australia joined forces to create In Her Corner, which highlighted the work of women in the industry. In 2026, In Her Corner dedicated Turn 6 of the Albert Park Grand Prix circuit to two trailblazing engineers, Hannah Schmitz, Principal Strategy Engineer at Red Bull Racing, and Laura Mueller, Race Engineer at TGR Haas. For Mueller, the first woman to hold a race engineer position full-time in Formula One, representation in her field holds significant weight. In her words, "It's the classic analogy of if you can see it, you can be it. I think to shed a light on the overall achievement of women in engineering is a very good thing, and I hope that motivates girls and young adults to pursue this career and to get more of us in this business," she stated. One of her favourite parts of her job is the impact that it has on others. She says that the impact I can have on driver development, car development, and also people development. I have to work with a lot of people, so our interaction shapes their motivation as well. In a small team, if I have feedback on how to improve things on the car or in procedures, it's heard and taken into consideration, which feels good because your work is valued. And I really appreciate that, Laura said. Schmitz has drawn her inspiration from those that influenced her in her formative years. These support systems never put a lid on her dreams, and her advice to young girls following her path is that if afforded the privilege to choose your career, then it is a responsibility to choose the right one for you. "Don't follow someone else," she says. "Concentrate on what brings you excitement and challenges you. Then you can't go wrong. My family has always taught me to work hard and that you can do anything that you put your mind to," Hannah stated. The 2026 Australian Grand Prix welcomed both women to join the list of industry greats that have earned a corner named in their honour. It reflects their significant contributions to their field and the impact that diverse representation has on a growing audience of young fans. This very special event made me think about the women who have led the way in the automotive industry, many of whom simply have not gained the notoriety and respect that they really deserved. Here are some classic examples. Bertha Benz. The person who initially financed Mercedes-Benz, hence her name being a part of it, is the very same woman who completed the first ever road trip in 1888. And there's the mechanical engineer, Margaret A. Wilcox, who became a pioneer of frost-free windscreens when she invented and patented the very first car heater in 1893, unlocking a whole new level of driving comfort. Not only was she the first woman to drive coast-to-coast across the United States in 1909, but Alice Ramsey founded the first women's motoring club. And in 2000, she became the first woman to be inducted into the United States Automotive Hall of Fame, a milestone that was almost a century overdue. Before she was even legally allowed to vote, Mary Anderson invented the beloved wiper blade in 1903. Unfortunately, due to her being a woman, and a single one at that, she was unable to secure a manufacturing partner for her design, and the patent expired 17 years later. But it was Mary who paved the way forward for Charlotte Bridgewood, the president of her own New York City-based manufacturing company, who built on Anderson's initial idea to create the first automatic windscreen wipers in 1913. We also have a woman to thank for the invention of indicators and brake lights. In 1914, silent film star and inventor Florence Lawrence got fed up with unpredictable drivers and created the first auto-signalling arm. The person who helped develop the advanced mathematics that paved the way for vehicle, aircraft and seafaring navigation via her mathematical modelling of the world, now known as GPS, was the American mathematician Dr. Gladys West, the African-American girl who grew up in a farm during the Great Depression. These are just some of the women who have made a major impact in what, where, and how we drive, with many more talented females ascending through the automotive and motor racing ranks each and every year. Long may this trend continue. Thanks for listening to my Talk to Motive podcast today. I'm Paul Marinelli, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. Feel free to browse through this channel for my take on other industry topics that may interest you. You can reach me at marinellipr.com.au or search Paul Marinelli on your preferred social media channel.